Hare Krishna, today we are reading from Prabhupada Nectar. This book is compiled by His Holiness Satswarupa Dasa Goswami. On Sannyasa, Prabhupada once spoke with his servant Hari Sauri about disciples who fall away from their vows. He said he was simply trying to engage everyone, fools, rascals, thieves, anyone to spread Krishna consciousness. He said that if a disciple could not maintain himself as a sannyasi, then he should change his ashrama, but he should not live as a hypocrite. Hari Sauri asked about one sannyasi who had performed much service but who had recently fallen down. Prabhupada said he could either take up his service again or become a grihastha. Hari Sauri then mentioned the story from the Chaitanya Charitamrita about Chota Haridasa and said that it would seem very difficult for a fallen sannyasi to regain the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Prabhupada said that such a sannyasi is called a vantasi, one who eats his own vomit. Prabhupada then said if the spiritual master continues to accept his fallen disciple, then Krishna would accept him also, and that in time he could again take sannyasa. Prabhupada mentioned how he had allowed two of his fallen sannyasi disciples to become grihasthas rather than send them away, but he said it was a shameful position. Prabhupada said that his own godbrothers and every sannyasi in India criticized him for holding Brahmana and sannyasa initiations in the West, for installing deities there, and for allowing women to live in the temples. He then said that for all of that, he was expanding Krishna consciousness, and for all of their strictness, the others were doing nothing. Regarding your questions how to offer respects to sannyasis, every sannyasi, even if you see a Mayavadi sannyasi, offer him your respects. There will be no harm. As you have observed, we shall follow Lord Chaitanya's instruction that we give all due respects to others regarding their position, but there is no need of always associating with each of them. Even if one is Vaishnava but not of good character, we can give him the Vaishnava respect, but we cannot associate with him. From a letter of April 30, 1970. On preaching to fools, Brahmananda, he says that in the Bhagavatam, because the knowledge contradicts the mundane scientific knowledge, people who had some faith in Krishna become discouraged and turn away from Krishna. Shla Prabhupada, let him go away. Don't care for him. Let all the fools go away. There is a Bengali proverb, instead of maintaining some bad cows, let the cowshed be vacant. We should prefer the cowshed be vacant, no cow, than keeping all bad cows who do not give milk and get disturbed. Devotee, in our temple, Shla Prabhupada, we are giving a chance, but we don't want bad cows. We haven't got to agree with their views. They must agree with our views. Then they can live. Otherwise, let them go away. This is our position. About scientists. When Prabhupada visited New Vrindavan in 1969, he used to sit on the hillside by a small table under a persimmon tree. He used to look into the valley at the forest. One time he said that Krishna had created all the trees with their leaves. Then he imitated someone making something with their hands and said that the scientists make one leaf after great endeavor, but that Krishna has made so many leaves. He said that the scientists can only imitate what Krishna does with the trees in the fall. He also said that on Krishna's orders, all the leaves fall, and that the scientists can use the atom bombs to make the leaves fall, but they cannot create. Prabhupada, Krishna says, so long as we live, we suffer. Janma, Mrityu, Jara, Vyadhi. And they are making plans for enjoying. He says the real business is suffering, and these rascals are still planning, just like Ravana, who constructed a staircase to go to the heavenly planets. All places are suffering, but we have to preach among such rascals. We have to deal with them, talk with them, and we have to preach among them. Lunatic asylum treatment. Our treatment is genuine. If they take it, they will be cured. But because they are all lunatics, it is very difficult to induce them to take the treatment. Otherwise, this is the correct remedy, but they won't take this because they are lunatics. They are making their own plans following these demons. Scientists, philosophers, Darwin, Freud, fraud. Humbug education. How are these things going on as science? These rascals do not know that they are themselves bound up, and yet they are giving theory. The whole world is surrounded by all these rascals. We have to devise the means. Please come here and take a little mercy. Sit down, read a book. We have to work for that. Don't become angry by this lunatic asylum. Otherwise, the preaching will be finished. On dreams. So far your dreams are concerned, it is very nice that you are thinking about Krishna consciousness even while sleeping. Krishna is so nice that we want to remember him even more than 24 hours daily. Regarding instructions from the spiritual master, there is no need of taking instructions spoken in a dream while the spiritual master is still present. Lord Jagannatha is very kind and he can also appear in the mind in his own form. So why not in your dream? From a letter of February 19, 1970. While receiving his midday massage, Srila Prabhupada once told his servant Hari Sauri that on the previous evening he dreamt the temple courtyard was flooded to the top of the steps and he was thinking, "Oh, one more inch and everything will be spoiled." Hari Sauri then asked Srila Prabhupada about dreams. Prabhupada explained that they are impressions stored within the mind and may be coming from previous lifetimes. He said that although the objects in dreams are real, the dreams themselves are illusory. He then gave an example. Picking up a bottle of oil, Prabhupada said that although the bottle of oil and his bed were both real objects, if he put the bottle under the pillow, then such an act would have no meaning. The pillow and the oil are real, he said, but I am crazy. I once had a dream like this, that we would have a moving temple on water, going from town to town. So you are making that dream come true. Thank you very much. Do it nicely and maybe I will come and join you also. From a letter of August 31st, 1971. Thank you. Hare Krishna.